KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.
Gates Estates Sotheby's International Realty has an amazing team of locally experienced and knowledgeable agents that exceed the high standards and qualifications necessary to assure the ultimate goal of assisting clients buying or selling homes throughout the entire Napa Valley and beyond. Whether now or sometime in the future, remember to consider Gates Estates Sotheby's International Realty, the luxury brand with the local focus that you deserve for any real estate related matters. Visit GatesEstatesSIR.com to connect when it makes sense for you, or call 707-944-0888. That's 707-944-0888. DRE number 01874685.
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renter's insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
It's time for All Things Napa with your host, Lee W. Miller, a community leader, full-time realtor, and a serial networker passionate about promoting local businesses. Let's learn what's new in the Napa business scene today.
Good morning, Napa Valley. Lee W. Miller here, as Lauren just introduced us. We are All Things Napa, and this show is all about promoting local businesses for your benefit and for theirs. And, you know, I get excited every single time I get to do this show every Wednesday morning, but today is just another little notch up on the excitement. And that's because in studio today, one of the most positive, uplifting guys you'll ever want to meet, Mr. Bob Magnani with Gabrielle Collection Taste Plus. That's a mouthful. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Lee. How are you doing this morning?
Good, good. So it's funny I say good morning, Bob, and that's like a thing around this station, and it's got nothing to do with you. It's got everything to do with the other Bob, but it fits here as well.
I like it. Well, good morning. Today is a beautiful day, and again, thank you for having me on.
Happy to have you here and your positive energy as well. Also in studio today, my friend Carlos Salazar, the owner, co-owner with his wife of 707 Embroidery. They do all things promotional products. If your logo can be printed on it, they can produce it for you. So welcome, Carlos.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation.
Sure. We're just going to have a little three-way conversation here talking about you guys. But before we jump into that, as I do every week for the last 3 weeks, a big shout out and a big promotion for All Things Napa. It'd be pretty surprising if you have not yet heard about this wonderful campaign designed to help businesses that are going through a tough time as a result of all of this COVID nonsense that we're dealing with. And so a local business person, Kathy Becker, has started this campaign, and it is going like gangbusters. So you probably have heard about it, but maybe you haven't, as a business owner, registered your business for it just yet. So I encourage you to do that. Just search All Things Napa on Instagram or on Facebook. You'll go right to the site. And when you do, just click on Show Me the Money. And it's a completely transparent campaign that will show you all of where the funds are going. And buy a t-shirt, or if you're a business, register so that your business can be a recipient. And then that gives you the incentive to promote the heck out of this so that people, your clients that know and love you, will buy merchandise and have those proceeds directed to you. So do that as soon as the show's over, or do it and multitask and listen to the show at the same time. All right. We're doing something a little bit different here in the studio because we have a breakfast wine, don't we, Bob?
But of course, the most important meal of the day is breakfast, as they say. So you should always pair it with a nice little breakfast wine.
And a breakfast wine would be?
Well, your wine of choice. But what we like to consider our breakfast wine is our 2016 Sauvignon Blanc in Pietro Family Cellars. This is became popular via our breakfast tastings that we were featured at Gabrielle Collection Taste Plus.
I've never heard of a winery actually billing it as a breakfast tasting, so kudos to you for paving new ground.
Well, thank you.
Carlos, what do you think of this Sauvignon Blanc we're drinking?
Delicious breakfast.
Breakfast of champions. Yeah. All right, so before we get too much into the breakfast wine, let's learn about Gabrielle Collection Taste Plus. Each one of those words means something in that long name. Tell us about Gabrielle Collection Taste Plus.
Perfect. So Gabrielle Collection Taste Plus, we're located right in downtown Napa, right on the Opera House Plaza, corner of First and Main. Now, Gabrielle Collection Taste Plus is our outlet for O'Connell Family Wines. Now, Gabrielle Collection Taste Plus, the reason for all the names considered.
Gabrielle, obviously.
Gabrielle O'Connell, our winemaker and owner.
Yeah.
Collection was one of the first labels that we started with, Gabrielle Collection, which is a Cabernet-driven wine portfolio. Secondly, we also have our organic culinary line, organic spa products, soap products, home products, and even pooch products. So that's kind of the Gabrielle Collection aspect. Taste is, we double as a tasting room, and plus because we have the retail outlet. So it's Gabrielle Collection Taste Plus. It's kind of your overall goal to a life well lived is okay. What we're featuring.
And pooch products obviously means pets, or is it just dogs?
Primarily for dogs, we do feature some pet beds. However, lavender is a key component that we utilize throughout the tasting room via our culinary products, our spa products, our home products, and again, our pooch products. The reason why we focus on pooches or dogs is cats are allergic to lavender.
Oh.
So from safety purposes, and safety is first and foremost right now. So that is one of the reasons there. We always have safety in mind.
Okay. Understood. So how long have you been associated with O'Connell Family Wines, Gabrielle Collection Taste Plus?
Personally, I've known Wayne and Gabrielle O'Connell now for about 9-10 years. Used to be a concierge in St. Helena and used to refer them business. Fell in love with the wines, the family, the portfolio, and decided to join them in 2016. Together, we opened the Gabrielle Collection Taste Plus outlet in March of 2017. And so we've been going strong since. So we're looking to reopen June 1st, as are a lot of the tasting rooms. But as we know, things are day-to-day at this point.
Right. And of course, when you reopen, it's not going to be business as usual. It'll be the new business as usual for the foreseeable future. So you'll have all the safety precautions and social distancing and things of that nature, right?
Definitely. Again, safety first and foremost for us. But we're looking at it in the sense of a different style. We're still going to have service first. We're going to be featuring our wines as kind of the predominant feature because that's what we are. We are a winery. We will continue to include some culinary component via popcorn or our olive oils or in-home made sea salt. So we've got all those aspects for you. But we're going to be wearing masks, gloves, sanitizing, taking temperatures. So the best that we can do up to our abilities to ensure everybody has a safe experience.
Good. So you're not going to have as much of the culinary aspect, but some of it. Because I know you're one of my favorite tasting rooms because of the pairings that you do. It's simple and yet significant, if I can use somewhat of an alliteration, because it's not just going in tasting the wines, but with the chocolates and some savory, some sweet, the artisan popcorn, some with lavender, some with some sriracha or some. That stuff is way too spicy for
with our jalapeno olive oil.
Yeah,
that's it's got a little heat for some folks.
Carlos speaked up. I think Carlos likes spicy stuff. I can't handle spicy stuff.
I like spicy food, but I also have a certain tolerance now. But it sounds delicious.
Yeah, yeah. And it's what's really interesting is you wouldn't think that popcorn would enhance wine or complement popcorn. And I always tell people, no, you got to go check out Gabrielle Collection Taste Plus. They pair wines with popcorn. But then I quickly say, and I'm not talking movie popcorn. There's, you know, I love movie popcorn, but this is a different level of popcorn, right?
Exactly. So one of our focuses, again, is organic farming and practices. So across the board, all of our culinary ingredients are going to be organically driven, trusted local source, grown right here in Napa Valley. And the reason why we utilize that with the popcorn is light enough you can enjoy it before or after lunch. It's a blank canvas, it's gluten-free, and everybody loves popcorn. So we can introduce a new olive oil, a new sea salt, a new herb. Again, all organically grown right here in Napa to accentuate the wines. By adding kind of the salt component or the citrus, it highlights different aspects of the wine. So with this one, for example, our Sauvignon Blanc, this is something we would pair with our lavender sea salt, a little Parmesan, lemon zest, our lemon olive oil. It is fantastic.
It is. It was really good.
And so right now, we're also offering popcorn kits to take home. So in conjunction with the takeout and the curbside offerings, we feature popcorn kits. So you can enjoy the experience either in the tasting room or bring it home with you. We like to share our recipes because, again, our whole goal is a life well lived. So you can enjoy it in the tasting room, but if you can continuously enjoy it at home, that's our focus. So in addition to that, we also feature a foodie club where we utilize all of our ingredients and you have the recipes. You have access to everything. You just go to your local grocery store and purchase the organic products needed to fulfill them, but it has all of our ingredients. So again, this way you can bring it home.
Nice. And you are reopening on June 1st, but that's 12 days from now. And so you do offer the curbside pickup. How does somebody go about doing that if their mouth is watering for some artisan popcorn and some Sauv Blanc?
707-815-0364. That's our phone number, or you can reach us at orders@O'ConnellFamilyWines.com. Or just go right to the tasting room, give us a call beforehand. Again, we do practice social distancing, and we will take all orders over the phone prior to pickup. This way we can do no contact. But again, we're located right on the Opera House Plaza, corner of First and Main. So next door to Backroom Wines and across the street from Bounty Hunter.
The last business before the First Street Bridge.
Correct.
On the north side.
So if you're going over the bridge, just turn around. Come on back. You'll see a bright green door, and that's us, and we'll greet you at the door.
If you're going over the bridge, it'll be a while before you can turn around. Probably McKinstry is the first place you'd be able to turn around.
So.
Don't go over the bridge. All right. What else do you want to share with us that we haven't covered yet?
You know, so we're looking forward to reopening. Again, sharing our experience with the local members, with the local guests, and also looking to revitalize downtown Napa. As many of us were able to see, downtown Napa was really starting to grow over these last few years and creating tremendous momentum. However, we had this little COVID-19 stop us. So instead of looking at that as a detriment, we're all working together to really come back strong, safety first, and provide that experience that Napa Valley has always been known for.
Great. I look forward to coming again, and I thank you for the Sauv Blanc breakfast wine, which my glass is actually a little on the empty side about now. So, Carlos is getting pretty low on his as well. I wonder how many people listening have their mouth watering right now, wishing that they were drinking at 9:25 in the morning. Probably not, or 9:22. That's even worse. By 3 minutes, that's worse.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. It's tasting, so it's educational. So you're looking to start the day early on your education to really enhance your day.
Enhance your day and or enhance the likelihood of a nap.
Siesta, as they call it in Europe, you know?
Right.
We like that.
See, that's a marketing spin right there.
Got to enjoy life.
Absolutely. Well, Bob is, and Gabrielle Collection Taste Plus is also a member of Napa Business Advantage. That's our business referral group that we've been conducting Zoom meetings on. And if you are a business and would like to learn more about Napa Business Advantage, we certainly invite you to check us out. We're like a BNI or LA tip, but we don't roll up to any particular corporate entity. And the other thing that's different about us is that, although I think I'm starting to see some of the other groups doing quarterly mixers, but since our inception in 2014, wow, it's been a long time, we do quarterly mixers where we do a little mini fundraiser for a micro nonprofit. And so if that appeals to you and you are community-minded and philanthropic at heart, as we are, come check us out. We exchange a lot of leads within the group and even outside the group. So what else you got, Bob? Anything?
I've got plenty. It depends on how much time you have. But to touch on Napa Business Advantage, it's a great program. It's a great group. We enjoy hosting the fundraisers to support these micro charities locally. Again, one of our goals is to always give back to help the community and to help everybody around us.
Right. And the reason that we choose the micro nonprofits is because $500 to a mega charity, they're going to appreciate it and they're going to gladly accept it. But somebody that's running on a $20,000 an annual budget is going to be much more grateful for our little $500. So it's just a nice little thing to do. So we enjoy doing that. I just want to make sure that our listeners know everything that they might want to know in order to absolutely put in their calendar to come check out Gabrielle Collection Taste Plus.
So what I would recommend to everybody is this weekend, it's Memorial Day weekend. So again, with the spirit of takeout, come on by. We're offering something a little bit different. We do kind of bagel offerings for the weekends. Now that's going to be with or without the wines, but I would strongly encourage you to come on by, order in advance. We do different kind of bagels paired with the wines. So this way you can get a sneak peek onto the experience that you're going to be enjoying come June. You also get to see the space. And well, you'll be celebrating your summertime.
There you go. We're going to take a quick little break, and we will be back to talk with Carlos. Carlos, we're going to learn about the masks that you are donating to the pop-up drive-in, right?
Correct.
Okay. And we're going to learn a lot more about these two gentlemen and their businesses. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renter's insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
Gates Estates Sotheby's International Realty has an amazing team of locally experienced and knowledgeable agents that exceed the high standards and qualifications necessary to assure the ultimate goal of assisting clients buying or selling homes throughout the entire Napa Valley and beyond. Whether now or sometime in the future, remember to consider Gates Estates Sotheby's International Realty, the luxury brand with the local focus that you deserve for any real estate related matters. Visit GatesEstatesSIR.com to connect when it makes sense for you, or call 707-944-0888. That's 707-944-0888.
DRE number 01874685.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Napa with Gabrielle Collection Taste Plus and Bob Magnani, the general manager there. We just heard from him. And we're going to continue the conversation with Carlos Salazar with 707 Embroidery. Welcome to the show, Carlos.
Thank you. Thank you.
So tell us, Carlos, what? How did you come up with the name 707 Embroidery?
It was a combination of my two your older kids and my wife, we all pitch in into different ideas for the name, and we gave them to my brother-in-law. He's a graphic designer, and he actually put it together for us, and we just came up with 707 Embroidery Zone.
Because it covers at least the primary geographic area that you cover?
Yep. Part of that was that the area code, it was there. When we started the business, it was only doing embroidery. So that's why we call it 707 Embroidery Zone. But as we grew the company, we developed different departments. So besides embroidery, we have a screen printing equipment. So anything that screen printing, and we also added our vinyl department, so we can do signs, anything, only vinyl signs actually. So vinyl that could be printed, it could be applied on windows, cars, full car wraps, banners, floor signs, you know, that type of stuff.
Okay. My business degree has a concentration in real estate and marketing. And so when I first saw that your name was 707 Embroidery Zone, I thought that you were being really clever in choosing the 707, beginning with a numeric would assure you the very first listing, even ahead of AAA embroidery or something along those lines. So if that was just a happy accident for you, great.
It was. I didn't think of that, but when right that way, when we first, you know, advertised like Yellow Pages, I remember, we were the first ones there, like, okay,
yeah,
I like that. I can do that.
Yeah, nice little accident. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your background as it relates to Napa, how long you've been here, and then we'll get into some more questions for you.
So I came to Napa in 1998.
From?
Mexico City.
Okay.
Actually, I was born in Mexico City, raised in Puebla. It's a city right next door. Right away, I met Berta, my wife. I fell in love. and my plan was to, I have a business degree as well.
Okay.
So I was coming to learn the language because to do my master's, I needed to be bilingual. I wanted to do my master's in marketing. And when I met Berta, the plan completely changed. So now I'm here 21 years later. We have three kids and help two older nephews that we raised, Berta's nephews. Parents unfortunately passed away.
Oh,
grandma
sad.
Passed away. Berta took custody of the kids. So it was meant to be, you know, like it helped me grow, you know, become from single guy to now a parent of 2, 8 and 10 year old. So changed my life, but for the good.
Right.
So I started working in a shop similar to the one we have. And I grew in the shop. I learned like ins and out about embroidery. We developed screen printing in that also in that company. And now after working in shops like that, I was recruited by Tajima. It's a embroidery machine company. They make the machines, a Japanese company. So I was a technician for them for about 5 years, working. My territory was from Fresno to Oregon, so driving around everywhere. When the economy got really bad in 2007, I got laid off. Actually, it was 2009. And Sophia, my daughter, was just born, so we had to innovate. Just like, you know, in these times we have to come up with an innovation to be able to survive these situations, pandemics. But anyways, that's when we started the company, right in 2009. 2007 is when we started the company, but it was more like a hobby in the garage. In 2009, when I got laid off, is when we really, you know, full-time, and we started to build the company. Now we employ 20, you know, it's 21, 19 employees, 21 Bert and me. It's been fun. It's been fun all the way. You know, we're local. We moved the shop from North Napa to South Napa 2 years ago. We were looking at the options of where to move because, you know, the inventory is kind of short for where to move in Napa. And we consider options like Fairfield, maybe Vacaville, Cordelia. But we decided to stay in Napa because we're locals. We like supporting locals. And all of our employees, most of them are from Napa, Johannes and Petaluma. And, you know, we're in this all together. So 707, it's a company that is, I like to always talk about the win-win situation where, you know, any customers, anybody that approach us with a project, our goal is to understand what your project is so that we can figure out what would be the best product for you, for your success. Our success consists in the success of our customers. So that's why we got to make sure that win-win is there. You know, if somebody comes in and they have an event with 500 people and they want t-shirts, but they don't know what size is, most likely they might end up with all the smalls that nobody took or all the double X's. So So maybe we suggest a tote bag or a hat that you don't have to worry about sizes. So again, you know, understanding what you're looking for and making sure that your event's going to be successful is the success for us. And that's how we got here, you know, helping companies to succeed. So that way they'll come back, we make friends, and it's a long, you know, friend relationship, business relationship. So, and the same thing goes inside the shop. So anybody that works for us, it's very important that we make sure that they continue to grow, that they can move into their position so they can learn something new, so that they, at the end of the day, they go home happy, they can enjoy their families, and then come back the next Monday excited to make it happen again. Because it's not about Carlos or Berta, it's about all of us.
Right.
707 is a team. It's not one person. So that's who we are. And same thing. You know, with these, we were closed for 7 weeks, and I was really concerned about our employees. I was concerned about what was gonna be when we come back. But we've been working really hard for the last 13 years on being prepared for this situation. You know, we knew a recession was coming, we started in a recession, so we kind of were expecting already, like, in 10 years, this is going to come back. So I didn't know it was going to be through a pandemic, and hopefully, you know, we can recover quickly from this, but we got to be ready, and we got to be prepared, and just like a doctor, you know, your worst case scenario, prepare for the worst, but be ready, expecting the best.
Right.
So that's same thing, you know, we were able to come back to the shop last Monday, with some restrictions as well. So with the showroom is closed. Normally we have a showroom where you can come in, and we have lots of garments, jackets, t-shirts. You can feel and touch. It's hard to purchase from a website or on a catalog. So it's really important for us that when people is willing, you know, is gonna buy, especially if it's a big order, they make sure that they feel the hat or they feel the t-shirt or the jacket, whatever they're buying, because we want them to be happy with what they're getting. So right now, the showroom's closed, but pick up, call us ahead. We'll bring the order to you. And if people want to see samples, we can, you know, same thing, find something you like in our catalog or in our website. We can ship the samples to you so you can feel and make sure that that's the right product. And again, we're innovating, you know, we're trying to figure this out. But our goal is to provide always great customer service, best quality possible, and, you know, a good experience for our customers.
So did you have orders that you were not able to fulfill because of the shutdown, and those clients needed to wait? And have you received orders during that 7 weeks that you were shut down?
So there were events, you know, a lot of events happening in the Valley. They were canceled. So unfortunately, yeah, like Bottle Rock.
Right.
Yeah, you know, last year we were lucky to print all the t-shirts for the volunteers and not the retail part, but we printed everything, volunteers, bartenders, everybody else. So we were already in the process, and it had to be canceled. And just like that, many wineries had to cancel events, restaurants, you know.
So none of those orders were fulfilled. Were there some that you had already produced the product and then the events were canceled?
Nothing that I can think of right now.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's orders that haven't been picked up.
Oh, is that right?
But I hope these companies will be able to bounce back and be able to.
But those weren't event related. They were
not necessarily
promotional products that don't have a shelf life.
Yeah.
So. I guess what I find interesting about that little background, and thank you for that, is that your career all started because that's where you got a job at a print shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I liken it to my career in the corporate world before I became a realtor 6 years ago, was determined simply by me going to a headhunter mm-hmm. that helped me get a job, and on the top of his desk was for a sales position in the telecommunications field, and that determined the next 30 years of my life. And it's just, I always find that fascinating and pathetic and sad at the same time, because I was never a little boy or even a college student that said, I want to get into the telecom business. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could have been a lot worse. It was a dynamic and ever-changing industry, but it's not necessarily what I really wanted to do.
Well, I fell in love with the industry right away. You know, like I said, I have a business degree, but I think I also have a graphic designer inside. I'm not a graphic designer, but I like playing with graphics. Since I was little, I always liked to, when I see stickers, I fall in love with stickers. So the whole industry, I love the from creating, digitizing the design, coming up with the best technique to decorate. So that's my passion. On top of that, you know, being able to create a job and be able to help businesses to promote, and you know, I'm living the dream.
Good for you.
Yeah.
We're talking to Carlos Salazar, owner of 707 Embroidery Zone. And we also have Bob Magnani here, from the general manager of Gabrielle Collection Taste Plus. We were doing a little tasting on some Sauve Blanc and enjoying that as he gives me another little splash. Now I think all told this morning I've had about a half a glass is all. So lest anyone think that we're being irresponsible, I don't think so, even though it is not yet 10 a.m. One of the things that you said, Carlos, is that you consult the clients to make sure that they're getting the optimum product. And that is so important because in your business, not to mention the size issue and the leftover inventory that somebody might have, it's important that any product that they acquire have a functional aspect to it as well as a long life so that they'll keep it around. Pens, for example, certainly functional, maybe misplaced, maybe lost after 5 minutes, but at least it has a functional. So it's an interesting challenge for you to counsel people based on their business and what kind of business it is. Maybe a tote bag is the wrong promo item for them, and maybe a pen is better. It's all over the board. So
yeah, again, we try to understand what they're trying to do. You know, some people already know exactly what they want, so we just try to find the best garment for the best price.
Even if it's the wrong product, if they are absolutely certain that's the one that they want, then that must be an interesting thing. If you know that it's the wrong product, I would think that your conscience, based on everything you've shared about the integrity that you possess as an individual in a business, you might say something to them once and suggest a different path. But if that's what they want, obviously, then you go ahead and produce it for them.
I can always be wrong. So, right. You know,
or they're wrong. But the customer's always right. Kind of
a mindset
kind of thing. So.
So my position, what I do at the company, sometimes, you know, friends or family ask me, so what do you do, you know? And last year, and that actually it's been 2 years since we started this exercise about finding out what are our three rocks, right? So I have a business consultant, Rob Ferguson, he's probably listening, you know, he taught me about, you know, trying to, if you have a bunch of rocks and some are big ones and some a little smaller ones and some even smaller and a little bit of sand. How do you make sure that all those are going to fit in the cup? So the idea is to always start with the big ones and then the little ones will fill up the little spaces, right? So
right. That
my three big rocks to make sure I'm able to fill in my cup is number one is making sure that the customers have a great experience. So they like our shop, they like to come back, they like to reorder. And not less important is our employees have everything they need, the training, the tools, making sure that they are successful in their positions. And the number three is continue growing the company. So I'm not good speaking in public or anything like that. That's why I'm here. I'm here today
because you're dying on the radio right now. You're doing a horrible job.
I know.
No, but no one would ever believe that you're not a good public speaker because you're representing yourself and your company quite well.
Well, thank you. So, but that's why I'm here, because I have to let people know that we exist. Let people know that we want to help. You know, we want to help you open up your business with signage, or if you need some giveaway to attract customers. So there's many. We produce embroidery, screen printing, vinyl signs at the shop, but we also sell all kinds of promotional items, from a pen to something completely custom for a display in a grocery store. We can get that for you. So any idea you have about how do you want to, you know, turn around and make sure that your business is going to stay up, come back, give us a call, you know, or look us on our website, and, you know, we'll try to help. Maybe we can come up with ideas together, or if you already have a plan, we'll just help you execute. That's what we do.
So how does somebody reach you, Carlos?
We can call the shop, 707-252-1927. EMBZone.com is our website.
It's just EMB. I thought it was 707 no, EMB. It's just
EMBZone.com.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little shorter, a little bit easier, I thought.
Right.
Yeah. So, just give us a ring and we're there to help.
Okay.
But we were going to talk about the masks.
Yes, because we're, you know, Friday night is coming and Sandlot is going to be, you know, I haven't gotten a confirmation when I texted the station. I don't know if I'm even in yet, let alone whether or not I was lucky enough to be one of the VIPs. And just because I have a show on the station, I do not get any special treatment. They've made that very clear. But yeah, tell us about the masks that you're producing.
When I was, as soon as we were able to open up again, I called Will, trying to, be part of the locals, supporting locals. And he mentioned about the event, so we offered to donate some masks for the people that is going to come in. So I understand that, according to Will, they expect about 150 cars. So we're going to be donating between 300 and 500 masks for, you know, people to take. It's a great design. I came up with the design. That's what I'm telling you. I have a little
there
graphic designer in me.
Your graphic designer.
So I came up with the logo. You posted it on the social media. So yeah, I mean, it's a great event. I love the idea of being able to give something to the community. You know, we're struggling just like anybody else. You know, trying to figure out our strategy of how we're gonna move forward. But if there's something that we can do, we're there. So I'm interested on working with, with you maybe on either Weird Napa or some other way. Maybe we can do something similar or be part of the Weird Napa, where we can maybe donate some T-shirts for people to buy and the funds can go to somebody that is just struggling. So like I said, you know, we were expecting this, and then now that we, I'm completely careless about what's happening or not worried, right? We're worried, but we're being worried since 10 years. But we're in a good situation. We've been working hard to be prepared, and I think our team is really strong, and I think our customer base is really strong. And if there is something we can do to help those that are not as fortunate as we are right now, we're here. And I totally, maybe I can talk to Bob and we can do work together on something at the winery. Maybe people that can come and wine taste, maybe they'll get a free mask or something. So then,
right.
We need them to be busy so that we can get busy.
Exactly.
So that's how it works.
Yeah, because if we all... what's the ships all rise?
Rising tide raises all ships.
Thank you.
We're all in this together. We all have to support each other. So definitely love the idea, as you and I spoke previously, about having custom-made masks. Again, safety's first and foremost, and this is something we can feature in the tasting room, but also send out to members across the U.S. Affiliate that with our gift program, so this way we can both grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the goal across... Napa Valley in general right now. And I know in downtown Napa, we're big on supporting each other. That goes back to what Lee touched on with the We Are Napa. And we're community driven here. We all work together and we all have to succeed together.
Yeah. Napa, it's beautiful, not just the views, right, but the community, you know, when teams like this, and, you know, I think we got a little bit of training before the pandemic.
You think in 2014 and 2017?
Yeah, we got a big earthquake and then we have fire and right, another fire and, you know, I know we got this, you know, we just stay positive and we're going to make it through.
Yeah.
So.
I moved to Napa in 2012, and, you know, when the earthquake hit 2 years later, I was just blown away. Having come from Sacramento, a big metropolitan area, there's just not that sense of community. And I don't mean to say anything disparaging about Sacramento, but there's over 1 million people there, and you just can't have that, what we have here in Napa. And I've shared before the Glacier, who just set up a table in Fuller Park and didn't advertise anything. People ask him, what are you doing here? And he goes, well, if you had any pictures that fell down and the glass broke in the earthquake, just bring the frames here and I'll cut you glass. And that spread like crazy just by word of mouth. And I drove by one time and there was like 7 or 8 people in line holding a bunch of pictures. And that is such a cool aspect of Napa that I just don't believe it exists anywhere else, with perhaps an exception of Mayberry RFD. But that would be the only other place that it'd be. Carlos, give us your phone number again, and then I'll get Bob's contact info again.
So 707 Embroidery Zone, 707-252-1927. And the website, embzone.com.
All right. And Bob, for Gabrielle Collection Taste Plus, opening on June 1st, and probably having a mask with every purchase or something along those lines, what is your contact info?
So the best contact number to reach us at is 707-815-0364. Or you can reach out to us on the website, O'ConnellFamilyWines.com. O'Connell has two N's and two L's. Or orders at O'ConnellFamilyWines.com. And as previously mentioned, look forward to everybody joining us once we open. But keep in mind, we are available for takeout. So hope to see some people over the weekend for Memorial Day. Then also wanted to share that we do a tremendous gift program. So you have family around the U.S. You have family, say, in Southern California or throughout that you don't get to see regularly. We can easily bring Napa Valley to them. One of our most popular items are our Foodie Club boxes, as mentioned, but you can send out the recipe. So our most popular right now is probably our Lavender Honey Cabernet Braised Short Ribs.
Say that again.
Exactly. Lavender Honey Cabernet Braised Short Ribs. They melt in your mouth, easy to cook. We give you the pairings. We have the wines ready for them. So again, it's about the whole lifestyle. So that's something we want to share, and we get to take advantage of it living here locally. And again, to touch on the community, we're very spoiled and fortunate. However, that's something that we can share throughout.
Sounds great. And my mouth is watering.
Me too.
So the kit includes the ingredients, sans the spare ribs?
Correct. So what we do is with our Foodie Club is usually it's about 10 to 12 ingredients that we make in-house. Again, all organic, locally sourced culinary items. So that could be our olive oils, that could be our sea salts, that could be rim sugars, honeys, what have you, again, to create the whole meal. So we send you the recipes, our ingredients to make those, and we all believe in freshness. So we're not going to send you the fish or the chicken or things like that. We want you to be able to locally source those, but this way you can continuously make it more than once. And of course, the wines are the stars, so the wines are always paired, featured, and we have those available right in downtown Napa, 1000 Main.
1000 Main. This has been a lot of fun, gentlemen.
It's been a blast. Yes. Thank you for having us, Lee. Carlos, great seeing you again. It's
Bob,
been a
thank
pleasure
you for the
working
wine.
With you.
Delicious.
You know, it's always cool also how when I have two guests in, which I do just about every week, there's a bond formed between those two guests and yet another business relationship and personal relationship is created from that. So that's kind of a cool byproduct of this. So once again, a big shout out for everyone to search all things Napa. I'm sorry, I was going in a different direction there. Search We Are Napa. I'm mixing up the campaign with the name of my show. And no, half a glass of wine wouldn't do that. And jump on board with this campaign. Anytime you see any post on any social media that has to do with We Are Napa, take that extra step and share it, make a comment, and make sure that any business that you know that could benefit from a few hundred dollars or greater, depending on their magnitude of promoting it, it could be a wonderful thing for the community. So with that, we're going to wrap today. Gentlemen, thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And all of you listeners, remember to live each day of your life as if your legacy matters, because it absolutely does.
Gates Estates Sotheby's International Realty has an amazing team of locally experienced and knowledgeable agents that exceed the high standards and qualifications necessary to assure the ultimate goal of assisting clients buying or selling homes throughout the entire Napa Valley and beyond. Whether now or sometime in the future, remember to consider Gates Estates Sotheby's International Realty, the luxury brand with the local focus that you deserve for any real estate related matters. Visit GatesEstatesSIR.com to connect when it makes sense for you, or call 707-944-0888. That's 707-944-0888. DRE number 01874685.
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renter's insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.